The plant operator said workers were replacing a pipe when they detached the wrong one and highly contaminated water sprayed out. It drenched four people. Two other workers got soaked when they ran over to help. The spill continued for about an hour, during which time more than 8,000 litres drained away. In a separate incident earlier this week, a worker mistakenly switched off a pump used to cool one of the reactors, although that error was reportedly rectified without damage. Responding to Wednesday's leak, Japan's nuclear regulator said, "It illustrates an ongoing problem. Many of the 3,000 or so cleanup workers are contract labourers, not specialists." Speaking to Japan's NHK broadcaster, the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Authority, Shunichi Tanaka, said staff from the company running the Fukushima plant should be more hands-on at the site. Meanwhile, Japan's government is apparently admitting that the clean-up remains fragile. Last weekend, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he would welcome suggestions on how to deal with the tens of thousands of litres of contaminated water building up every day, apparently inviting the global nuclear industry to become more involved. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.